Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. It's Ian from FreeKeen.com. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good morning,
you?
Ian.
Oh, well, I'm good, and I have an answer for you, Cynthia.
Okay.
You're looking for one. The reason that things are really expensive in the healthcare industry isn't because it's for profit. It's because of government meddling and government involvement in the situation. This is what we're dealing with here. It's another typical example where government creates the problem in the first place, that is high prices. And difficult, you know, to find availability, that sort of thing. And then government proposes another government program and another government solution to the problem they originally created. Just as an example of how it is that profit doesn't necessarily translate to high prices, take a look at no further than the computer field. I mean, if you look at computers today, they are so fast. They're so much easier to use today than they used to be, and they're so cheap compared to what they were a decade or two ago. And the reason for that is because there's no significant agency of government. There's no, you know, software oversight board or hardware approval board that, you know, makes sure that, oh, we've got to make sure all this software works exactly right before we let it out into the marketplace where it could possibly damage someone's computer. So all software manufacturers have to put their software through us first, you know, and take 10 or 20 or however long the approval process is, 10 years to get the software out to the marketplace. I mean, can you imagine if the government was in charge of software? We'd all still be running Windows 3.1, if we're lucky. Maybe we'd still be in the DOS days.
We might be using the abacus.
Right. So government, whenever it gets involved in anything, brings costs up and makes it more difficult to do business. Talk to anybody that's a doctor, anybody that's a nurse, and ask them how many people in their office, how many people's job is it to just do the paperwork that they're required to do because of all the Medicare and Medicaid and, you know, government-mandated programs and things like that. You'll be shocked. I mean, they have to pay, in many cases, at least one, if not two people to just do the government paperwork. That's just one example of how those costs have to get passed on to the end consumer. And, of course, the medicine approval process is insane because of the FDA, and, of course, they'll make the excuse that, oh, well, if we just save one life, it's been worth it. But what they're not showing you is the thousands of lives that have died, the people that would have possibly have survived had they gotten their hands on that medication, but unfortunately it was being held up in their whatever 19-year, $2 billion process. I don't know what all the numbers are, but they're very high. And again, those costs have to get passed on to the customers, and that's why medication is so expensive. So without the government sitting in this business and telling everybody what to do, you'd have competition bringing innovation into the marketplace and bringing prices down, just like we see in the computer field. There's no reason why healthcare is any different from any other product or service. It's just that there's an explicitly high level of government involvement in this particular field. Now, of course, no one is going to propose this solution. No Republican, no Democrat is going to propose getting the government out of healthcare. So you won't ever see any, kind of serious proposal to that effect. But if you really want to see healthcare get better and you want to see healthcare get cheaper, the only way to do it is to get the government out. Until that happens, we're screwed.
Before you go, Ian, are you thinking about running for city council?
Actually, I'm thinking about running a nobody candidacy for mayor.
What?
Yeah, well, in some places, it would be pretty valuable, I think. And I don't know if this happens around the country anywhere. I believe it does in some places. But to have a none-of-the-above option on the ballot, I think, would be a useful thing for some voters, rather than having to choose between the lesser of two evils. They could actually choose no one. So I plan on running a nobody candidacy.
Well, the reason I ask is because I've heard that Free Keene and Free Staters and Free Everything are going to try to monopolize the city council seats. Is that, you want to hear anything about that?
No, I don't know anything about that. I know there are going to be some people, some New Hampshire natives, some liberty-loving New Hampshire natives that will be running for city council with serious candidacies, like I believe Nick from Free Minds TV is talking about throwing his hat in, and Nick Ryder from LifeProductions.com will also be jumping in. And those are two New Hampshire natives that I think will be running serious campaigns. But I can't speak for them because they're not here.
The more the merrier.
Okay.
Okay, right, guys. Have a nice day.
Thank you.
Bye.
357-1290. Good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Hi. Sorry to call back, but I absolutely disagree with what Ian just said about health care.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
No, not politically. But as a provider and as a consumer, I have had more problems with a for-profit companies like Cigna and Anthem. I have to deal with five or six different people to get a $47 claim. So it's not the government that's in the way. It's the for-profit insurance agencies that are the problem. And my husband he didn't have to pay because he has Anthem, but $7,000 for 2 months prescription. So,
wow.
So it's just crazy the amount of money that the pharmaceutical companies and the private insurance companies are making.
Wow. Okay.
If it weren't for your producer here, we would never go to commercial hair news, would we?
No. All right, thanks for calling. Good morning, you're on TalkBack.
Good morning, it's Sam from freeking.com.
Hi.
Sam.
Hey, so I'm going to weigh in on this healthcare thing. I heard the last part of Ian's call, and I'm thinking that was Paula that called in afterwards.
Right.
Saying that, you know, what Ian presented didn't really make sense because, you know, she had gone through and had to fill out a bunch of forms and so forth. And, you know, people say government doesn't produce anything, but I think they're wrong. They actually produce forms. And
lots
it's not really,
of paperwork.
Yeah, I mean, they're not actually creating goods or services that people want to use. They're just creating work for other people. And healthcare is certainly no example of that. You know, look at the number of healthcare providers. How many are there? Do you guys have any idea?
No.
I mean, is it in the thousands?
Probably. Providers like doctors?
No, insurance companies that you can go and buy insurance from.
Oh, I suppose. I mean, you know, it depends. There's certainly just a few large ones, but I'm sure there are many, many others that you can get depending in other parts of the country.
That's a result of government regulating an industry, is the larger players are able to get in bed with government and you work these regulations to push the small providers out of the market. It works the same way when you look at the power company, when you look at the monopoly that's been granted for cable systems, when you look at telecommunications. You've got a handful of large players like AT&T, Sprint, Verizon, whoever, who have managed to use these regulations, who can navigate the maze that government has thrown down for them and are able to provide this service. But the people who are really losing are consumers who don't have the same choices and the same diversity in the marketplace because of these regulations. And, you know, they're the same ones paying for all of this as well. If you look at the prescription drug costs, I know a lot of people complain about how high prescription drugs are. Do you guys know that in Europe right now there are drugs that have been on the market for 9 years that are saving people's lives, that are still working their way through the approval process?
Certainly.
Over here in the U.S.?
Certainly.
Right.
And, you know, the cost of all of these regulations and compliances is hundreds of millions of dollars. Where does that go? The drug companies don't just say, oh, well, you know, we're just going to lose that. That goes into the cost of the prescription drugs, and that's why they're so high. So why is it that, you know, with this $100 million or hundreds of millions of dollars in drug approval processes and tests and so forth to keep us safe, that we still have all of these recalls and lawsuits and things where the FDA has approved drugs that are not safe and they end up killing people out in the marketplace? So, you know, government is really the one getting in the way. I mean, they are the ones putting all of these hoops up, restricting choice in the marketplace, and people suffer as a result.
Well, sometimes it seems that way, doesn't it? But anyway, thank you very much for calling.
Sam, are you running for council?
I'm not. I believe all people are equal, and I just don't understand how, if we're all equal, one man can rule over another.
Or woman. 357.
Right,
good morning. You're on TalkBack.
Good morning. You know, I'm always amused when I hear the word government used as if it's supposed to be some sort of bogeyman collection of syllables.
Right.
You know, as if
government.
Yeah. And it is very, very interesting to hear one caller point to the European healthcare system as an example where there are all sorts of drugs that are made available because they're, as opposed to being available here because of excessive government regulation here. I mean, I'm assuming that the caller is aware that, in fact, in Europe, the tendency is for government to be much more involved in the healthcare system, right? You know, when Republicans are complaining about the possibility of going in some of the direction that the Obama administration is suggesting, one of the things that they talk about is going towards a quote-unquote more socialist European model. So, and then the other thing is that we look at our health outcomes. The World Health Organization rates us 37th overall. We're in between Slovenia and I think Costa Rica. You know, and for the amount of money we spend. So, and yet, we look at governments, we look at countries that are much higher up on the list. They have their governments much more intimately involved in the healthcare system. I don't know if it's necessarily the answer. I mean, frankly, I think that there should be both public and private elements because I think the competition between the two entities is good. But I'll tell you this. I think the notion that you're going to have a sort of laissez-faire free market situation where you've got, say, Johnny in his back room cooking up prescriptions and just selling them on the free market, you know, to people who are ill and desperate with absolutely no regulation, you know, we've seen this before. Greed is a very, very, unfortunately, a very potent element in the human character, and it does need to be dealt with in some way. It's just part of the reality. So, oh well, thank you.
All right, thank you for calling. Okay.